Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Keys to the Game as the Bears get ready to meet the Kansas City Chiefs at Soldier Field here at PNC Studio at Halas Hall. Let's break it down. Let's start with the offense, and you got to neutralize the front five of the Chiefs. Another big challenge for the Bears offensive line. However, it may be constructed because based on the injury to starting center Will Montgomery is now done for the year and the uncertainty of Jermon Bushrod, guys have stepped in and played well. They got to play real well at Arrowhead Stadium. It's no picnic there. Right up there in crowd noise with Seattle. And KC's strength is its front five. Outside linebackers Tamba Hali and Justin Houston form as dangerous a tandem as there is in the NFL, while the down three in the KC 3-4 is productive and powerful. Nose tackle Dontari Poe, a two-time Pro Bowler, just about back at full strength after back surgery in July, and he's a force inside. Jay Cutler targeted Martellus Bennett frequently against the Raiders and appears to be a matchup advantage for the Bears against this Chiefs defense. The Chiefs are stout and dangerous up front, but they're also ranked 32nd in red zone defense, giving up a league-high 13 touchdowns. On to the Bears defense, and preventing the big play is going to be my big key here. In 1 month, the defense has made significant progress in the shift to a 3-4. Vic Fangio has done a great job. The pass rush, 6 sacks the last 2 games, led by Pernell McPhee and Jarvis Jenkins. They play very well together, and they pose a challenge to a Chiefs offensive line already permitting a league-worst 19 sacks. They've already started 3 different lines in 4 games. Quarterback Alex Smith has plenty of weapons, though, to inflict some damage, but stays on the conservative side of the fence. Receiver Jeremy Maclin is fast and tough, and he can beat you deep. However, just under 50% of Smith's completions have gone to receivers, representing one of the lowest figures in the league. He's got a very good tight end, though. Travis Kelce emerging as one of the best young ones in the league, a vertical threat. He did fumble last week, however. And running back Jamal Charles is a breakaway threat every time he touches the ball. Tied with Matt Forte with 11 rushes of 10 yards or more. That's number one in the league. He does have some fumbling issues, though, with 26 in his career, including 2 this season. If the Bears can keep everything in front of them defensively and tackle well, it'll do a great job in preventing the big play. On to special teams, and you really have to match the excellence of the Kansas City Chiefs. 2 dangerous and talented returners. One is Nile Davis. He handles kickoffs. DeAnthony Thomas on punts. Coverage has to be on point for the Bears this week. Davis, 4th in the NFL in return yards after 9 returns, including a long of 56. Thomas tied for 7th in punt return yards, a long of 19. Punter Dustin Colquitt, one of the best in the NFL. He's been to the Pro Bowl, 4th in gross average, 3rd in net average, and only 51 return yards permitted this year. And kicker Cairo Santos is tied for the league lead in field goals, including 7 of his 10 made last week in the loss to the Bengals. He's also hit 2 of his 3 tries from 50-plus. And finally, the intangible. Build on the win. That win over the Raiders was big. The only mission should be to build on it for Kansas City. Pernell McPhee becoming a huge voice in the locker room with leadership the franchise needed. Other leaders are beginning to emerge as well, and the coaching staff has done a commendable job getting the team ready to play. The arrow is pointing in the right direction, and it points to Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. It'll be a big challenge on the road, but one they can handle. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to join Tom Thayer and myself on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Our pregame coverage gets underway at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon. That's going to do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak. We'll talk to you next time on Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com.